morning and welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just a reminder, too, if you have a life and you have things to do and you can't listen to the entire show, we are available in podcast form. Are we not, Greg Bach?
First, I would be hurt if you're not listening to us every day in its entirety, but I get it. Yes, we have a podcast. You can go to civicmedia.us, click the tab that says shows, click our show, Matinair on Air, and you can download every single show from the past we've done in the form of a podcast. So you can listen to us on the go. The whole show is broken up into two episodes a day. And you can also subscribe to us as a podcast. And if you do, pretty please, and you think we've earned it, give us a 5-star review, because that actually goes a long way with getting us out there in the world and being noticed. So there you go.
And the other thing I would ask too, if you listen to Civic Media, if you listen to Matinair on Air and you like it, tell one person.
Tell one person. I just got a text message from somebody, my friend JR, not JR Radcliffe, my friend JR. He's like, I'm listening to the show.
Cool.
I didn't tell him. I wish I would. Now I'm asking JR, if you're listening right now, tell one person.
Tell one person about it. We would really appreciate that. Word of mouth is a very, very useful way to get the word out. Mm-hmm. We are going to learn more about word of mouth, I think, with our next guest. She is a friend of the show, and she is now running for the 61st Assembly District in Wisconsin. Joining us on the phone is Luann Bird. Bird is the word. Good morning, Luann. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited. I'm very excited to be, like, you know, I just can't sit back when I see a problem. So here we are, running again, more organized and ready to create the kind of change and ready to engage a lot of new people in the whole political process so that I can go to Madison and actually do something about the issues that matter to us, Jane. And we've got to get these things done.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. I'm feeling really hopeful today for all the things that are coming together.
Well, last time around, Luann, you really put together an incredible grassroots organization with all kinds of support from all kinds of people. It was really inspiring to see, even though ultimately you did not win that race. I think what you managed to put together at that point was really impressive.
It was. And so much of it happened kind of, I guess, organically. I think it helps that I have a history of, you know, taking on challenges and solving problems. And my life hasn't been easy, and I think a lot of people could relate to that. I also think there was a lot of excitement, not excitement, but just support. People want civility, bring civility back. And so it's very important to me that we learn to have civil conversations with each other. So, yeah, it was exciting to have the musicians, to have the Penzies cooks endorse my campaign, to have a group from Blue Tent, you know, come through and donate to my campaign, you know. And, again, all those musicians that did the Bird Songs concerts, you know, culminating with that big event at the end of the campaign where everybody came together. It was pretty exciting. Disappointing to lose, but I'm going to tell you, in the last 2 years, I felt like I had some political power because I got 49% of the vote. And I just kept going, really, kept having conversations on hope, civility, and action, and kept staying involved in the issues that I know people care about and that, you know, all those people I talked to at the doors told me they want.
Yeah.
It's the majority of people want gun safety laws. The majority of people want women to have their access to a safe and legal abortion. The majority of people do not want to see the underfunding of public education continue. The majority of people do not like voting rights being attacked. I mean, really, these are issues, and the majority of people are struggling with, you know, affordable child care and housing and health care, and there's things that could have been done in the last cycle in Madison that my opponent, assuming he's running again, voted against and didn't get through. So, yeah, it's time. And I had a good amount of, I've built another, I guess, kept building a base, I guess you could say, for change.
Definitely. So, yeah. Definitely. Luann Bird is our guest. She is running for the 61st Assembly District in Wisconsin, which includes the villages of Greendale and Hales Corners, most of the city of Greenfield, parts of Southwest Milwaukee and Northeast Franklin. Luann, for you had mentioned your background, and I think for folks who don't know you, and I do think you have a lot of relatable things in your story. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. Well, when I didn't have the easiest childhood, there was a divorce, domestic violence. It was just a rough childhood. But the thing that really changed my life is I finally married Mr. Wright, and then, you know, he was paralyzed in a construction accident, and I just couldn't sit back. I wanted him to be able to participate in our kids' schools. So I got all the schools wheelchair accessible. It took time. I got elected to the school board. We passed referendums. We had a problem in our neighborhood with sewage seeping into the water because we had terrible septic systems. So I got in, you know, I just couldn't sit back. I thought, I'm going to get involved here. And we got sewer in the neighborhood. And that just has continued my entire life, including when I moved here over a decade ago. You know, our schools, I ended up on the school board here, and our schools were not wheelchair accessible. Now I was a little bit mad because it was 30 years ago that law was passed. I don't know what's taking people so long sometimes to figure out that people with disabilities have equal rights now and that you have to accommodate them. You can no longer discriminate. So I ended up working again with my local community and school board to get the schools upgraded to accommodate people. So, yeah, I have a long history of that. Most recently now, I'm very sad to tell you that my nephew took his life last year, 51 years old, with a gun he shouldn't have had.
Oh, Luann, I'm so very sorry.
It's a moment of a life-changing thing, and now I know what the families go through. Yeah. Now I know how painful this is, and that could have been avoided. My nieces, his two grown girls, tried to get a gun away from him because he had been depressed for a long time, and they couldn't. They got it away from him, and the police made them give it back because there's no red flag law
right.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin.
Right.
So they gave it back to him, and then, you know, he ended up ultimately taking his life, just shattering. Not only that, the girls suffered for years worrying about him because he had that gun. So I immediately got involved in the gun summit here in Milwaukee, and I went down to Madison, and I did get Bob Donovan to sign on to the red flag law. However, he did nothing to try to get that passed. So that's what I do. I suffer with these things just like a lot of people in our districts. And it made it harder for me because I knew that we could have avoided that. You know, it's just harder for me.
Sure.
It also makes me more, I guess, passionate about getting these things changed.
Well, and I think your experience, Luann, and again, being caregiver for your husband, and you have firsthand experience with all of that. And the difficulty in being a caregiver and the lack of support for caregivers, and then this instance with a suicide in your family with a gun, and so I can only imagine how relatable you are to other folks who are living through these very same things. We only have about 3 minutes left, Luann. So what is your goal? Why should people vote for you?
Well, because I just can't sit back when I see a problem, and we need to get these very real problems solved. Here's why, though. There was an issue last fall with a school board member in my local community that introduced an anti-LGBTQ pronoun policy. She introduced that, and we organized. I said, come on, we have to organize now. A bunch of us showed up at the board meeting, and we organized, and to make a long story short, we created the REN, the Whitnall Resident Engagement Network, which we studied what was going on that school board for months. I taught them how to look at board policies. I taught them how to read the law. And I taught them how to request open records so we could figure out what they were doing. And it ended up we recruited two candidates and got them elected. over two other candidates that were heavily endorsed by the 1776 Project, because one of the women, Karen McElanis, on our school board is recruiting candidates of her, you know, with her political agenda that would harm our public schools. And so we organized, and I'm so happy to tell you that the Wren group, with all of our activity, and we had no money, we're not a fundraising group or anything, we were able to defeat two candidates that, like I said, were heavily funded by the 1776 Project. So if people want problems solved, elect me, send me to Madison. Not only that, we can do it in a civil way. And I think actually that helps us get things done.
Absolutely.
So, and that's why
that was your whole campaign last time around, was bring back civility. And all of the things that you mentioned, and I know you did a lot of door knocking last time, there are far more things we can agree on that need to be addressed than things that divide us, if we would just take a look at that. And as Luann says, talk to each other civilly about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's always great to hear from you, Luann, on these messages.
I just can't sit back. I want people to sign up. I want people to not sit back. They can join me at luannbird.com. Sign on to my campaign, make a donation, do whatever you can, because we can change things. We can stop this radical right-wing agenda out there from take the culture wars that are going on. We can change this. Thank you.
Luann Bird, running for the 61st Assembly District in Wisconsin. LuannBird.com, did you say?
Yes.
LuannBird.com. We will get that in the show notes if you want to find out more about Luann Bird. Thank you so very much for joining us, Luann. Always appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me on, you guys.
Thank you. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Calvin B. coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call, text the show at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon is ruining. Also, if you have a smart speaker in your home, you can ask it to play your favorite civic media station. It's so easy.
I have a smart speaker. That's hard to say, a smart speaker at home, and I have yet to do that just because I'm always like, you're listening to me.
All you have to do is say play and then the call letters. So, for example, say play WMDX if you're listening in Madison, or tell your smart speaker to play WAUK here in Waukesha. You can do it with all our stations all across the state. Yeah. So take advantage of your smart speaker and do that.
Smart speaker.
Smart speaker, yes.
It's really hard to say.
Tricky, tricky words.
If you have a smart Alex speaker, tell it to mind its manners.
Exactly, man. And to mind its own business.
Yeah.
Coming up after the 11:30 news, we are going to do three headlines and a lie.
Oh, boy.
This is the first time Greg Buck is responsible for coming up with all of them, because I've done such a terrible job in the last couple of weeks.
It's not that you've done a terrible job. You just...
I have so many tells.
You have tells. And if anything, it's really a... It talks about your creativity. You are so about... You are a very creative person in your storytelling. You're also very funny. You also can come up with things off the top of your head. You are detailed-oriented in that sense. So I feel like the more detail you put into it,
That's the one that's fake.
Which reflects your creativity and the words you want to say. That leads me down the road of the lie. If that makes any sense.
It does. That makes sense. Well, we'll see how I do with three headlines and a lie that is coming up after the news at 11:30. Want to give you a heads up, though, for something that's happening on Thursday. Milwaukee County tornado sirens will sound twice this Thursday. It is a statewide tornado drill. So no matter where you are across the state, you are going to be hearing sirens as well. This is a yearly drill, Wisconsin's Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week, which is set up by the National Weather Service offices in Wisconsin, also Wisconsin Emergency Management and other agencies. So 1:45 and 6:45 this Thursday. That's when they're going to go off the NOAA Weather Radio Weekly Test. Some municipalities will sound their sirens. Some TV and radio stations will briefly cut into their programming. There will not be wireless emergency alerts, push notifications on phones, or test watch and warning, but the sirens are going to be going off. So we just don't want you to be taken by surprise and think it's something catastrophic. And not that it's good, but this is just so we can prep for it and talk about it. Really, that's what the whole thing is to talk about people in your household about what you would do in the event of a tornado.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, well, because she chased storms. We can talk to Brittany about that too, about preparedness. I mean, people who live in earthquake zones, they have preparedness kits. We should have those too. If you live in areas that are affected by tornadoes, it's important to have those discussions. It's important to know the procedures of what to do. I mean, when I was a kid, it was always just get in the basement.
Right.
Just get in the basement. That's what we did. If there was a tornado warning, we just got in the basement. Nowadays, people don't really, I don't want to say they don't care, but they're almost unaffected by it.
Which is really frightening. And I think a lot more people are spending time standing outside taking videos of it.
Of course.
Than they are sheltering in place.
Jane, clicks. Get those clicks, baby.
Yeah, those clicks aren't going to do you much good if you get blown away a mile. That's not going to help you. And it really does concern me. I mean, I appreciate the footage. And yet, I don't want anyone to risk their life to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Have you ever seen a tornado? Like
many years ago.
Yeah.
And it was pretty far off.
Same.
And that was the only one I've ever seen.
I saw the remnants of one. I remember I was 5 years old. It was Clint's birthday. I don't remember his last name. Clint's birthday. And there was a tornado. And there was a warning. They took us into the basement. And someone had told me once that Waukesha City, this area here, doesn't get hit by tornadoes as much because geographically we're lower.
Okay.
So it doesn't really hit us. I don't know if that's true. Don't at me. I'm not a geologist. But we went down the basement and then it passed us by several miles. But they brought us upstairs to look outside, and from far, 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 far away, we saw it dissipate and turn into nothing. And I still have memories of
that. Isn't that crazy?
And I told my dad what happened because I didn't actually feel scared, which is weird because I was a scared child. I'm still a scared person. But at 5, I was like, yeah, let's go look. And he lost his mind because he thought a tornado from like 5 miles away was going to hurt his baby boy.
Well,
yeah.
That's sweet. Calvin, have you had any experience?
I've never actually seen one, but when I was like 12, my small town of Eagle, best known for Old World, Wisconsin, got hit by a tornado. F2.
Dang.
It was an F2 that was as bad as an F2 can be. But yeah, my house didn't really get that much damage, but just like not even a block away, like 7 houses, there was a house completely gone.
Isn't that crazy how the tornadoes can skip like that?
Yes, it's crazy.
I mean, from block to block, and in some cases, even house to house.
I might connect. There's an old Kyle Kinane joke where he talks about that. It's like a hurricane hits everyone. Tsunami hits everyone. Tornado, just Jeff's house. Really quick question for you, Calvin, and then I'll move directly back on to tornadoes. Do they still have the Eagle Day Parade and Carnival?
Yeah, it's called Kettle Moraine Days. But
yeah!
Yes.
Okay, that's all.
Fond memories?
Fond memories of my family. My family's from Eagle and Genesee Depot and that area. We're Western Waukesha County people. We escaped to the big city of Waukesha.
Wow.
Made our fortune.
Well, again, we just want to give you a heads up that tornado sirens, in this case in Milwaukee County, but I'm sure many other counties around the state, on Thursday, there is a statewide tornado drill, so don't be surprised if you hear sirens at 1:45 and 6:45 this coming Thursday. And again, if especially if you have kids in the house,
yes,
set your kids down and talk about just, you know, not trying to scare them, but just if this happens, this is what we do. If they're old enough to stay home alone, yeah. I would think you would want to give them a little prep about where to go and what to do should this happen. Mm-hmm. So
agreed.
Keep everybody safe. Yes. All right. We have news on the way next. And then when we return, we'll see how I do. Three headlines and a lie. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. You can always join us at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Tomorrow at this time, we have moved our public cervix announcement from Thursdays to Wednesdays. So tomorrow at this time, Dr. Laura Hanks taking over for Dr. Kristen Lyerly for a public cervix announcement from 11:30 until noon tomorrow. And as always, if you ever have a question for the doctor, you can call it in at that time. You can text it in. You can also email it if you have a health-related question. Doesn't have to be an OBGYN-related question. We talk about all kinds of things from measles to flu to lip balms, you name it. You can always send your email to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us if you have a question for the doctor. And then I'm very excited to have him back. We spoke to him a number of months ago on Thursday at 10:30. Retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson will be back to talk about NATO and why NATO is important and why Ukraine is important and what the U.S. leaving NATO would mean pretty much all around the world.
Yes.
It has major, major ramifications.
And he will let you know exactly what he is thinking.
Absolutely.
And it is.
He's very straightforward.
He's very straightforward, and it's going to be great to have him back on. Talking about a very important topic, but it's great to have him back.
If you have questions or you know someone who has questions about why do we care? Well, you know, why should we stay in NATO? We should get out of there. Join us on Thursday at 10:30 when retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson joins us again here on Matt Nair on Air. All right. I'm ready. I guess I'm as ready as I'm going to be, Greg Bach. It is time for three headlines and a lie.
All right. Your first headline.
All right.
In Paris, thousands of spectators gathered to watch more than 200 servers compete in Sunday's Course des Cafés. Excuse me. Pardon me, that the whole word's gotten to my...
Got all verklempt there.
The newly revived version of a century-old race. Waiters and waitresses traversed an over one-mile loop starting and ending in the city hall, suited up in traditional crisp white shirts, black trousers, neatly tied aprons, and in some cases, bow ties.
Nice.
They each carried a tray loaded with croissant, a full water glass, and an empty coffee cup. The goal... cross the finish line as quickly as possible without running, spilling, or carrying the tray with two hands at the same time.
You can't carry it with two hands?
Nope.
Wow. All right, so the waiter race. The waiter race.
Wait, I read that dramatically with panache, and you're like, the waiter race. Well, the French waiter race.
Okay, so the waiter race in Paris. All right.
All right. A Wyoming goat missing since summer is found in Idaho. A lost and presumed, of course, dead goat in Wyoming, missing since last summer, turned up nearly 1,000 miles away just north of Boise. Ryan Seaborn, a farmer in Cascade, Idaho, noticed the 5-year-old goat on his cattle property and quickly got the lost one to safety before being noticed by his livestock. I didn't recognize his tattoo because I guess they have tattoos on their ears.
Yep.
So I reached out to the state ag department and they did some digging and we got him home, said Seaborn. John Howell, the owner of the prodigal goat, is happy to have him home as they are a high commodity for the milk they put out. And since then has purchased another dog to help with the wrangling on the property.
I thought the goat was dead.
Presumed dead.
Okay.
It wandered away. It was gone.
And so they thought it was dead until it showed up,
I guess, on this farm in Cascade, Idaho.
Wow.
There you go.
That's a long trip for a goat.
That's a long trip for a goat. All right. A new declaration. This is headline 3.
Yes.
A new declaration in Mexico gives 19 cats roaming the presidential palace food and cat forever. Get it?
Uh-huh.
Forever.
Forever. Got it.
19 feral cats have free reign over Mexico's national palace, long roaming the lush gardens and historic colonial halls of the most iconic buildings in the country. Now the palace cats have made history. After the government of Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador declared them to be living fixed assets, the first animals in Mexico to receive the title, because the investment term fixed assets usually applies to buildings and furnitures, but by applying it to cats, López Obrador government has obligated the country's treasury to give them food and care for them for the rest of their lives, even after the leader has left the office in October.
Wow. Yes. So 19 cats are home at the presidential palace in Mexico.
And they're pampered.
And they're going to be taken care of forever because now they're just permanently there.
They're going to get pampered.
Okay. And three headlines and a lie.
Three headlines and a lie. This is headline 4. The traveler at Boston Logan International Airport said the bag contained dried fish. But upon further examination, airport agents discovered that it was in fact mummified remains, which included the heads belonging to 4 monkeys.
Oh.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement. The incident took place on Thursday at a security screening for passengers. A canine officer named Buddy sniffed out the dead and dehydrated monkeys from inside the luggage belonging to a traveler who recently returned to the U.S. from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Raw, and this is also an important thing to remember, raw or minimally processed meat from certain wild animal, otherwise known as bushmeat, is not allowed to enter the U.S., largely out of health concerns.
Well, yeah.
So that is your 4 headlines. The first one, the Paris fancy race.
The waiter race.
The waiter race.
The waiter race.
The second one, the presumed dead goat in Idaho.
Okay.
The third one, 19 royal cats. And then the fourth one, monkeys in a bag.
I know the first one is true. I know the waiter race happens every year because they do that in downtown Milwaukee. At least they used to.
Oh, I didn't know that. I never knew that.
That's around Cathedral Square.
Or did I know that?
That was always a big thing, the race around Cathedral Square.
Okay.
So number one is true.
All right.
I'm pretty sure number 4 is true.
That is.
With the dog finding the monkey heads.
Okay.
Because I could swear I saw something about that.
All right.
So it's between the goat who wandered several states away and the cats in the Mexican presidential palace.
Yes.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Unless the goat hitched a ride.
Yeah.
It seems unlikely he got that far away.
Okay.
So for the lie, I am going with the cats with free reign at the presidential palace in Mexico.
I'm sorry, you were incorrect.
Oh, rats.
It is the goat.
It's the goat?
The goat is the lie.
They're actually going to shell out taxpayer money in Mexico to take care of those cats for the rest of their lives?
I guess so. I mean, we shell out money to take care of congressmen. So what's really the difference?
Arguably,
they both get as much done.
Who is more productive? I mean, might lean toward the cats.
In the story, the cats actually have jobs in the palace, and that's taking care of vermin and mice and rats and things like that. They actually do work in the palace, so they are taken care of. I can't say the same thing for Congress. But yes, it is the lie is the Wyoming goat.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
That was well done. You threw me off with the distance because I just thought there's no way. Yeah, there's no way.
Well, can I tell you what my secret was? I saw a story about a missing dog found 2,000 miles away. So I changed all the details and just plugged it all in. I took a kernel of truth. Just a little kernel.
A soup song.
A soup song. Whoa.
Well, we're with the whole waiter race thing. I was just gonna, a soup song.
But yeah, it was fun to do. This is a fun game.
Sherry, watching on the live stream, also went with me on the cats, and she said, oh, sorry about that. Not your fault, Sherry. We were both leaning in the same direction, and she said, good job, Greg.
I am the greatest liar on earth.
You are a pretty effective liar.
What can I say?
You know, it's a skill.
You'll believe it. Oh, that was fun. Do you want to, next time we do that, should it be Calvin's turn next time?
We could do that.
We could do Calvin. And I'm not going to lie. I did like having a partner, so we may bring that back too. We never know.
It's nice to have someone to confab with.
I mean, if you would have confabbed with Sherry, you would have been wrong and lost, but.
But we agreed.
And that's where we are in this world. We have to agree.
It would be nice if we could agree.
Yes, absolutely. Right? I agree.
That we should agree.
Yeah.
All right. Just a couple of minutes before we have to go to our next break. Milwaukee Film Festival is kicking off on Thursday.
Yes, it is.
And there is a pretty awesome article in onmilwaukee.com about this massive Wurlitzer organ.
Yeah.
That they have been restoring for years.
You've seen it play though, right?
I haven't seen it played.
It's amazing.
That's what I've heard. This article from Bobby Tanzolo from onmilwaukee.com. After waiting 5 years, Milwaukee filmgoers finally last November got to hear the restored 1925 Wurlitzer III manual instrument pipe organ that is now installed in the Oriental Theater, which was built in 1927.
Yeah.
And now during the Milwaukee Film Festival, the general public is going to be able to check it out.
So for those who don't know, when you go to the Oriental Theater, in the main theater, there's the stage. Mm-hmm. And then up from the stage comes a man or person, I don't know who plays it now, but a person playing this old pipe organ, and they're playing as they're rising up.
Oh, that's so Phantom of the Opera.
It's so cool. The only other place I've ever seen this was in San Francisco. They did the exact same thing, but they're playing all these standards before the movie, and it's so much, and their back is turned to you. They're not concentrating on you.
Right.
They're not, this isn't for like big time entertainment. They're just playing and giving you a good time, and it's so old fashioned-y. And then when they're done, they lower into the floor. It is one of those things where, and it comes with the movie. You know, you're not, it's not a concert. It's not, you know, like, oh,
it's
for an extra like
five. It's the little pre-show.
Exactly. You don't have to pay $5 extra. It's just part of it. It's part of the experience. And I love, between that and the Downer Theater being back, I mean, that is good stuff.
That is good stuff. And it's good for the city.
Yeah, I was so happy to hear that.
So the organ is going to be played at a number of events during the Milwaukee Film Festival. So that includes Thursday, opening night at 5:15. It will also be performed Saturday, April 13th, 10 a.m. before the kids' shorts runs. On Wednesday, April 17th, 3:30 and 6:30 before the super secret members only screenings.
Oh, man. I wish I was a member.
You can probably still join. I bet you can. Friday, April 19th, 5:30 before Centerpiece. And then Thursday, April 25th. At 7 p.m., that is the closing night for the Milwaukee Film Festival. But I would really encourage you to check out this story if you like history and the journey that this organ has taken.
Yeah.
And again, this is from 1925. It was built in 1925, mm-hmm. And it sat in someone's house for, it sounds like, decades as they tried to restore it.
And to so they're replacing the organ.
They restored the organ.
I see. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they restored the organ. So that's really pretty. It's pretty cool.
That is very cool. I love that.
Stay close. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B. Coming to you live from our studio in sunny downtown Waukesha. Join the show. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Just a reminder, after the noon news, Todd Alba from noon to 2 p.m., followed by the incomparable Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4, so you can keep it here all day long on Civic Media. Interesting news coming out of Washington. The least productive house, I think, in congressional history is finally back at work after taking another vacation. They were just off for the last 2 weeks.
For Easter.
I know. So they're finally back today.
Yep.
And one of our favorite Republicans from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, wrote a 5-page letter on why House Speaker Mike Johnson is unfit to be Speaker, saying he has been a, quote, complete and total surrender to the Democrats. Didn't she vote for him?
I believe so, yes. I mean, she certainly didn't vote for Kevin McCarthy, and he was supposed to be the guy. He was supposed to be the one that leads them into whatever their whatever the promised land is.
Yeah, the promised land. Thank you.
But that just goes to show how low their standards are in that sense. Like, it's like what we were talking about earlier, that idea of if you do not 100% lockstep, you are a rhino. This guy is a conservative, theocratic Republican who we're not going to get into his whole briefcase of stuff, but he definitely supports Trump. He supports abortion bans. He supports Jesus in the classroom. He supports everything that they seem to like nowadays. But for some reason, and I think it's mainly Ukrainian aid they're talking about, she does not like that he might bend on Ukrainian aid. That's it. That's the straw now. What are you doing?
Well, she's all over the place. In this 5-page letter, she accuses Johnson of fully funding abortion, the trans agenda, the climate agenda, foreign wars, and Biden's border crisis. She also claimed Mike Johnson is selling the conference out to the Democrats, and that if he is the leader Republicans want to claim, she will neither support nor take part in any of that, and neither will the people we represent. He's throwing our own razor-thin majority into chaos by not serving his own GOP conference that elected him, says the queen of the chaos conference. Are you kidding me?
I was going to say, it's not like you were like the epitome of smooth sailing before Mike Johnson.
Nothing says shooting within our own tent like a Republican Speaker of the House who makes his rank-and-file members vote to fund full-term abortion in order to pay our military soldiers.
What are you... You know what? Just run for Speaker. Oh, that's right. You probably can't because no one would trust you to do it. And you have nothing to run on. You have no plan for Georgia. If anyone's listening to us in Georgia... What?
They love her. At least from some things that I've seen, and some at least in her district.
Oh, of course they love her. I mean, like, I get
she,
it.
They love the fact that she is rude and a grandstander.
I mean, hey, back in the day we had Strom Thurmond and Jesse Helms leading a terrible agenda in the Republican Party. Why not? This is their new version. She is a terrible human who in 30 years are going to look back and say, ugh.
What were we thinking?
What were we thinking? She led division. She led hatred. If anything, she's just putting out a 5-page letter that she just wants people to read the bullet points so they believe it.
Well, and she wants to get back on Steve Bannon's podcast, and she wants to get back on Fox News, and it's all about making yourself the center of attention, right?
Yeah, because if she steps down right now, not a lot of people are going to read her book. She's not going to be a well-sought-after pundit except for like OAN or Newsmax. She's not presented herself as a person to take seriously. Therefore, the only place where she has any sort of effective power is in the House, which is crazy to say out loud.
And you brought up a good point about all of this anti-Ukraine talk.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that more on Thursday when retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson joins us.
Yeah.
There are even some Republicans now, and I believe it was Mike Turner yesterday, who came out and said, there are Russian talking points coming out of our own members' mouths.
Yes. Yes.
Russia's propaganda being spewed by some of our own elected representatives in the House and the Senate.
Yeah.
That should concern people.
That's terrifying. And that's something I'd like to talk to about with Brigadier General Anderson, retired.
Right. Yep.
I mean...
That has for because again he had more than 30 years in the military, yeah, before he retired. It must just make those. I can't even imagine what it feels like to be from his perspective to see this complete turnaround. To now this, we have all this affection for Vladimir Putin. Where the heck did that come from?
And to give you a preview, folks, if you haven't listened to that interview, which you absolutely should, you can. Search it on civicmedia.us when you go to our show. And he will probably say this at least once. He is a conservative Republican.
Yes.
He's not a liberal shill or anything. This man is a conservative Republican who is going out on a limb and speaking about the party to which he belongs, which I can't even imagine what it must be like to be someone to be him or the gentleman who's retiring from the state Senate this year.
Cowles.
Like, just to walk away from power in your party and say, I can't do anything about this. They're on their own. I can affect no change. I have no say. And I am considered to be a rhino.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a very interesting conversation that is coming up on Thursday at 10:30. Retired Brigadier General Steve Anderson joining us at 10:33. Public cervix announcement tomorrow with Dr. Laura Hanks. Hope you can join us for that. So thank you so very much, Greg and Calvin. Without you guys, nothing runs. Thank you, everyone, for calling and for listening and for texting. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay here. News is next, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.